I have found the most amazing relic, first-class relic of St. Therese in the world. I went there and visited 4 years ago. I'm going there again this weekend. It's better than any priest that speaks about St. Therese, better than any nun that speaks about St. Therese, better than any bishop that speaks about St. Therese, better than any shrine, than any book, than anything. This thing is unbelievable. It is so unbelievable that it constantly smells like roses every time that you smell it. It is the real thing. And if you are someone that loves St. Therese, you need to go see it right now. In fact, I don't know why the whole world doesn't know about this. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do sit there, buy me a coffee. Let's get right into it. So 4 years ago, my wife and I, we were in 2020 and we were wanting to travel, but there was nowhere that we could go. We were really frustrated. We wanted to go to a trip on Japan that we had to cancel. We wanted to do these other things. We had saved up for these things. Nowhere. All of a sudden, the flight prices came down really low for us to go to Chicago. I'd never been to Chicago. And the first thing that I thought is, what could I possibly find in Chicago? Oh, little did I know. Well, when I go to a new city, I always like looking for Catholic things. Specifically, one of the most amazing things that you can look for are Catholic relics. The Holy Spirit was inspiring me because I don't always look that, but I often do. So I looked up Catholic relics, Chicago. And then I found this hidden gem called Shrine of All Saints. Now, what was interesting is when you look it up, it had no Google reviews. And I was like, is this a church or a shrine? What is this? And all I saw was a picture of a gem. And I thought, is this a joke? Well, I looked it up and it was attached to a church called St. Martha's in Morton Grove, Illinois, which is like about 25, 30 minutes north of Chicago. Well, we called and we spoke to people and it was a little bit lost in translation, so to speak, because it was 2020. Things were confused. Things weren't officially open in the way that they were before. We went there and we went to the church, and the church is a very small, beautiful church. And I love St. Martha, so I was happy to be there. We went up these stairs. It was very pretty. It was one of the masses. And I was like, where are all these relics? What's going on? Well, we looked to our sides and there was these little alcoves with maybe like 20 relics on each side. And it just looked very small and not well done. And I thought, what is this? This cannot be what this is. And so we knew that the shrine was somewhere on the grounds, but we didn't know exactly where it was. Well, we were done with mass. We went downstairs and we were looking for the pastor. Well, we saw this priest that looked very simple and humble. And I thought, that couldn't possibly be the pastor. Turned out that was the pastor. He knew that we were coming from Texas because we had tried emailing him. And he ended up giving a tour of the second largest collection of relics in the United States. He's been collecting them since he was a little kid. I think his first relic, if I remember correctly, was St. Luigi Gonzaga or St. Aloysius Gonzaga. That was his first relic that he collected when he was a little child, and he just became sort of literally obsessed with this. He's an amazing historian. He knows everything about where these relics come from, who's owned them. And as he was walking us to this school gym that he had refurbished the inside to look like a church, he did a very great job for what he was working with. Relics everywhere. Relics like crawling on the walls. There's thousands of relics. You can't even, unbelievable. And he has them arranged by periods, by countries, by spiritualities. So, you know, saints from Mexico, saints from the United States, the apostles. And then as we were walking there, he told us, but there's this one saint that has been drawing attention to herself. Can you guess who she is? And I said, Blessed Mother, which he has a relic of her hair, of all things, small little hair of the Blessed Mother. Amazing. I was trying to guess and I couldn't guess. And then he didn't tell us. We went inside. And then he said it was none other, you guessed it, St. Therese. And he said, when I, he has this connection with this guy who owns this place in Massachusetts, that whenever churches close in Europe and things like that, they buy all these things and then he rescues the relics. Well, he said when he opened the box, this perfume of roses came that was unbelievable. And I thought, you got to be kidding me. And he said, whenever people go to her, the same thing happens. Well, we were a few days before her feast day then. It was like September 20th, something like that. We went up, and I didn't even know what to expect, because I've heard of people getting the miracle of smelling roses, you know, and you have those rosaries that smell sort of like roses, but, you know, hit or miss depending on which one you buy. And first of all, the relic is amazing. She has strawberry blonde hair. It is a curl of hair like about as long as my finger. I couldn't tell you in inches how much that is, but I'm going to be scrolling through some video showing you what it is. And he has a plaque showing how that relic, that it's not just a strand of hair, it's an entire curl. And it's traced directly to her sister that cut it off of her when she was going into either, you know, the Carmel or as a novice, whatever stage it was that they cut their hair, it shows who owned it and how it got to that church. So you literally see the lineage. Now, it was in a glass case, and he said, get close. So as he opened up the glass case, the smell from several feet away, we were like 2 feet away. I mean, and you can touch the glass case. You can get inches away from this. We got this wave of rose smell that my wife and I almost passed out in the spirit. I was about to fall back. It was amazing. I've never experienced anything like it. And I've been to 40 countries. I've seen every shrine you can possibly imagine. I've seen crazy things in front of me, spiritually speaking. And this blew all of them out of the water easily. Not even nothing compared to this. I became like obsessed with Saint Therese for that day. In fact, the hour and a half or 3 hours that we spent praying in that shrine, he was giving us a tour. I mean, this guy was awesome. I probably asked 5 or 6 times, can I smell it again? And every like 30 minutes, I would think, oh my gosh, I want to smell it again. Can I smell it again? I was so embarrassed that I kept wanting to ask, because it smelled like heaven. And it didn't matter how many times I smelled it. It smelled better each time. It was so glorious. That whole night, I could not stop thinking about her. Her face just kept coming to mind. Oh my gosh, the most beautiful hair you have ever seen. I'm going to be rolling it as I'm saying it. The next day we went again. Our focus was on her. It was so amazing that some months later, or about a year later, we took some friends there. It wasn't as powerful of an experience because it wasn't near her feast day. So if you are in the Chicago area, get yourself to the Shrine of All Saints right now. Cancel all your plans. Whatever you're going to do, forget it. Retreat, not worth it. Father this or Father that, the holy floating saint, doesn't matter. Cancel it and run to Saint Therese. All those things that you're going to do, not holy. This is true holiness right here. And the other relics that he has are unbelievable. I believe he has the breviary of St. John Vianney. He has the nightcap that St. Vincent de Paul wore when he was dying or when he died. I mean, he has amazing things. He has a whole leg bone of St. Peter. The only other place that has comparable relics of St. Peter is the Vatican. I mean, unbelievable. But St. Therese alone, if that was the only thing there, I would, whatever amount of money you have, spend it and go and see her. Right now in her month, right now in these feast days, right now, cancel your plans. If you want to meet me, leave me a comment, because I'm going to go there and make some videos showing you the whole rest of the shrine with the thousands of saints that are there. My friends, Saint Therese is amazing, but when you smell her hair, there's nothing like it. She's right there in front of you, and there's nothing like a saint in front of you. God bless you. And I will see you in the next one.